Okay, everybody. Super warm welcome to you all for this 40-day shoot-free mind cleanse that we're all going to go on together. I know we're going to have a really good time here, and I know, I can assure you that you will not be the same after these 40 days. I've been working on this for a long time, and I've been going through it myself, and I know the results. I really know that you can shift from the mind into the heart, which is what we're all longing for. So this is Pranila Lilarose, and I think some of you, most of you already know me, and so you know my background. I have been working with these things for many, many years, and this is my first attempt to do it as a conference call, which is going to be very different. And that's why I have learned from this whole process that being perfect is not part of the deal. And when we live under the what I call the should regime, we think we need to be different than we are. It's like we think we need to be perfect, and we're not, and we're not supposed to be. So I'm giving myself full permission to not do this perfectly. And as some of you know already, that it didn't start out completely perfectly, this call. And that's part of it. And it's actually a wonderful thing that that happened, because you'll see it's okay. Everything is still okay. We do not need to be perfect. And we can just be ourselves. But we have moved so far away from ourselves that we sometimes don't even know what that's like, who we are. I had a vision many years ago where I saw a world where we live in harmony within ourselves, with each other, and with the planet. And I could see that the only way that could happen was when we start feeling at peace inside of ourselves. There is no way we can change the world as long as there is a war going on inside of us. And I realized last year that part of that war is living by shoulds. They're very, very harsh. They're very unkind. And they do not create the peace in the world that we're longing for. I know we're all longing for a big shift to take place. Last year, when I was on a trip to Denmark, which is where I'm from, I saw this whole pattern of should that just suddenly became very, very obvious to me in a way that I hadn't seen it before. Of course, I knew about it, but somehow we all know in the background that we're doing these things to ourselves, but we don't quite know how to do it differently. It seems that it's just part of life. It's part of how it is. It's part of how it should be. And many times we don't question it. And for some reason, some kind of grace intervention, suddenly I just saw it. And it was quite a revelation. It was like, wow, this is actually what's coloring a lot of the way how I move in the world, how I act, how I speak. And it was colored by this underlying should. And the ones that were specific for me were like, I should feel bad, or I should feel guilty. And I hadn't seen it before, but it was quite a revelation. And it inspired me to really, really look deeper into this. And so for a number of weeks, I was just really pondering this, and I was looking at it, and I was doing the tapping, the EFT tapping that some of you may be familiar with. And one day that went during a run, I suddenly got this huge inspiration. It was like a download. And I was just inspired to go on a 40-day cleanse myself and simply completely eliminate all the shoulds. And I came back from my run, and I sat down and I started writing. And then I just heard somewhere on a tape that I heard later that day that somebody who said, you know, if you have an inspiration in your life, you need to take action on it. And it was like that was also part of the blessing that came in that day, because I really took it seriously. It's like, this is coming through. I'm not going to tell myself I shouldn't do it. I'm just going to really listen. So I was writing and writing and writing this whole download about this living should free. And it was really amazing what came through. And I took it upon myself. I just was going to say no to these shoulds for 40 days. And it didn't take that long before it became more natural to me to see them, recognize them, and say no, thank you. And of course, when we do not listen to the shoulds, there must be something else that runs our life. And I'm not saying that all of us are completely run by shoulds, but I do see that a great part of us are, or a great part of our life is. And it's because we're not fully listening to our heart, to what truly matters to us, because we never learned that that was okay. So in this 40-day class, we're going to meet 7 times, and I'll just briefly go over what we'll do each week so you know what to be prepared for. Today's call, we're going to specifically become very aware of the should barrier, as I call it. And we need to become aware of it first, because the things that are still unconscious, we can't change, can we? So we're going to really step into that and just open up that Pandora's box and just look at what is really going on in there. And then in order to make a shift in our lives, one of the most important things that I have learned is that we make a true commitment that is felt deep inside the body. How many of us have made New Year's revolutions? You know, there could be revolutions. New Year's resolutions that never really happened. We did it for a short while, and then we collapsed back into the old. And it's simply because we have not felt it as a deep longing inside our heart, inside our bodies. And when we have that fuel, then we can follow through. So we will do a little, what I call a liberation proclamation today, and that's something that's going to be the fuel that we can look at every day during the next 40 days. The second week, we'll start to learn how to be present with the felt sense of the should barrier. And we're going to learn the art of allowing. So that's making it more conscious and learning how it lives in our bodies. And then we're going to start to allow instead of resist. And that's going to be very powerful to make that shift. In the third week, we're going to start learning my most favorite transformational tool to any healing. And it is learning to feel loved, to feel what it feels like to be loved. That is just so beautiful, so powerful, and so transforming. And we're going to spend a lot of time during the 40 days with that practice. And you're going to love it. I know you will. The fourth week, we're going to connect to our deep desires in our heart. And you may have heard me talk about this before, that in a meditation last year, I was suddenly shown what the actual meaning is of desire. And if you split up the word in two, de and sire, it actually means of. The word de is of, and sire, if you spell it with a capital S, is the creator or the originator or God or goddess, whatever that is for you. And it's something, then you will start loving your desires because you know where they come from. And the fifth week, we'll spend more and more time with the feeling loved and start bringing that into the should barriers and start dissolving them that way. It's a way of making the frequency higher, lifting out of the lower frequency of should contraction into a higher frequency of expansion and love. And the sixth week, we will get in touch with what still may be remaining, that things we might be resisting or regretting, things from the past. So we're going to clear out any of the remnants. And then in the seventh week, we will celebrate where we are, and then we're going to start looking at how we want to live without the shoulds. And then, of course, next week, next Tuesday, I'm going to have an interview that's the bonus call with Adi Ashanti that I think a lot of you know. And that's going to be next Tuesday, the 15th at 7 p.m. So please make sure you get to that call also. And, you know, when I create a class like this, I want to make sure that you really get it, how it relates to you specifically. And there are so many aspects of this class that, in a way, I would like to share it all in the first class because it's all connected. But the reason I've broken it down into these 40 days or these 7 weeks is so you can learn step by step. So if you have certain insights in week one that we may be covering in week five, that is fine. We're just going to take one step at a time. So please don't try and get ahead of yourself. It's like, well, how do I do now that this when this comes up? We'll take it one step at a time, and I really want you to practice everything that we learn each week so you build a solid foundation so you can move through this and start living from a whole new way of being. And I think it's a very good idea to keep a journal during this class. And as I already shared with you, please make sure you have signed up for the Facebook page. It's a secret page where it's just going to be us on it. Nobody else can get in there. So it's going to be very confidential and safe and sacred. And all it's for is to support each other and celebrate each other and hold each other accountable in the most loving way, of course. It's not about trying to teach each other. It's just we want all of us to come through these 40 days and celebrating each other and being a whole new person when we come out on the other side. So once you find your support body, I think it's a really great idea if you could check in with each other either by email or by phone or by Skype, maybe twice a week, just for a few minutes. And you can just share, you know, maybe some breakthroughs or some problems, some challenges, and just so you know that you're not alone. Most of us have tried to do this path on our own, even though we are in communities and with other people. And I think there might be a few of us who think we should be able to do it on our own. And luckily, we don't. We can do it together. And it's a lot more fun. It's much easier. And you'll find out that you're actually very similar to everybody else. And that's why it's so good to do it with some people as a group and with a support body. And so when you commit to this cleanse, I just want to prepare you a little bit for what might come up. You will become aware of unconscious patterns that have been living your life. And you're going to find out the reasons why you've done that. And it is just so important as we go on this journey, and I'm going to stress this over and over again, that we are being extremely loving and gentle and kind with ourselves. Because the way we have been living, it's not because we're bad or wrong. It's simply because we have been living under an energy of suppression, an energy of contraction, for whatever reason, that seems to be lifting I'm sure a lot of you are feeling how energetically everything is changing. We can see things much more clearly now than we used to. And we are much more in touch with what actually really matters to us. But because it's so new, we don't quite know how to make that shift, how to make that transition. And that's why it's good to do it together, like I already said, and be really, really gentle with yourself as you see how hard you've been to yourself. And sometimes when we see how hard we've been to ourselves, we have a tendency to be even harder on ourselves, be like, why did you do that? And this is where you have an opportunity every single time to say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm done with that. I'm going to try a whole new way of being. So this is a strong encouragement for me to you. Because the mind is so used to seeing what is wrong and what is the problem and trying to make us change it in an unkind way. And the heart, on the other hand, feels what is true and possible. It knows what is the opportunities that lie ahead of us. And it's something we feel in our heart, in our body, in our soul, in our chest. And those are the things we're going to start listening more to and start trusting and getting to know. So you may already know that the word should is actually a word from the past. It's past tense. And so every time we do a should, we're basically living in the past. And all of us are trying to live in the moment, right? We've read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, and we're trying to learn to be with what is. And that's all things that are in the present tense. So just even the word should, if you see that, you are actually living in the past. And we want to get all of us to be in this present moment. We want to learn to be presence itself. Being present with what is. And you cannot do that when you shoot yourself. You go right back in the past and you beat yourself up and you are leaving your heart. So there are two very different realities. Shoots are a judgment of yourself and it keeps you separate from what you came here for, from what you long for. It keeps you separate from your own beauty and magnificence. So that in itself, I think, is a really good reason to make this shift. Now, we all know that we're not alone in this. And that's why when the word the should regime came to me, it was because I could see that basically the whole world is living under a blanket. And we're trying to live according to rules and regulations that are not ours. So when we try to step out of living by shoulds, it's not a small task, guys. It's a big step. It's the whole collective consciousness that have been pulling us into that state of being, and it energetically, most people are still living under that energy, under that blanket. So when you step out of shoulds, don't expect that everybody's going to, you know, celebrate you right away and say, yeah, you go, you know, go and follow your heart. Because they still live all by these shoulds, and they don't know any other way than that. So they're going to say, you know, that's silly, you can't do that, you know, who do you think you are? And those are all the things that I was meeting myself when I started stepping out of the shoulds and into my heart in a much deeper place. So don't expect everybody's going to celebrate you and applaud you right away. But this group will, and that's why we need each other to move through this. I don't know if you've ever heard the term that there is no thought without a thinker. It's one that I picked up from Joel Goldsmith, one of my favorite teachers in the past. And I want to transfer that onto this one. There is no should without a shoulder. And we are the ones who are the shoulders. And we are the ones who can stop shooting ourselves. Nobody else can do it for us. So even though the threads may go quite deep in our psyche, and even though we may still be pretty blind to them because they're so unconscious, we're going to make them conscious so you can make a healthier choice. And we do not need to live by society's rules anymore. Of course, we need to live by the rules that we all agree to for safety, for things that are good. But we do not live by all the rules that we have lived by just because they have been in place for so long. And there are many, many rules. I mean, I can just throw out a few here. You have to work hard. You should work hard to make a living. You should work 40 hours a week or more. You should learn and apply what they teach you at school. And one of that's been going around for some years ago is that, you know, you should have your flu shots. Now, these are all things that we could believe in and think that they're true, but more and more people are stepping out of that belief system and basically creating their own. And that new belief system is coming from the heart. And it's not a belief. It is really a felt sense that will tell us yes or no. And it's something we can learn to trust. So my invitation for you is to stop doubting your own heart and start getting curious about what is actually going on in there. What is it actually trying to tell me that I have not been listening to? What is it that wants to take birth as me, through me, that I'm a little afraid of because it doesn't fit into society? But don't worry. I'm not going to turn you all into outlaws. But what I will do, what I'll do my best, is turn you into living by heart law. So instead of an outlaw, you're going to be a heart law. And this is something that is going to come from deep inside of you, and it's going to look different for each of us. There's going to be a similar thread, which is all based on love, community, support, celebration, prosperity, health. But the way we express it is going to be unique for each one of us. And I know that that's why often it's difficult and scary to step into our own uniqueness, because it's going to be so different from everybody else. And we go like, oh my God, is it okay just to do that, to say that, to be that? And it's a little scary in the beginning. And I can tell you, I have been very scared just to bring all this new that I'm bringing now. I had to move through a lot of fear and doubt and shoulds, believe it or not. But it's been worth every single step. It really has. And it's time that we stop repressing our authentic self. And I think the repression of our authentic true self, which I experience in my heart, I think the repression of that is the root of the discontent that so many people are feeling. And it creates aggression and war, and it just is ruining the planet. When we really step into our heart and what we came here for, that is when we can start making a difference. And of course, it is challenging, and we are going to meet all these core woundings, these core beliefs. But when we have our heart's desire, when we have the fuel of our commitment, it's so much easier to move through it. As I shared with you a little while ago, my biggest shoulds were, you know, I should feel bad and I should feel guilty. And that's a flavor that's been with me probably most of my life, even though it's not directing the way I live my life, but there was always this underlying, you know, Pernille, you should feel guilty because, or you should feel bad because, you know, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, there was just an underlying flavor of feeling should feeling bad or wrong. And another one was that I had to work hard in order to deserve, you know, fill in the blanks. So there were these, it's a contracted energy, right? This should. It does not, it's not expanded and moving towards openness and joy and love and what really makes us feel good. And I know that so many, many, many people are living by these painful shoulds because most of us do not know that we actually are worthy, that we deserve to be loved, that we deserve to have a happy life, to live a happy life. So many have this feeling of unworthiness, and it stops us from including ourselves in all the good that is here for all of us. And it's an amazing step to let go of the shoulds, that we should do things in order to be loved, because we are love itself. You are love itself. And the moment we stop being hard on ourselves, the moment we start loving the parts inside of us that we have not loved, there's like a melting away, a dissolving of the barriers that we have built against ourselves. And then we can start experiencing the oneness, the love, the joy, the beauty, which is what we are. And I know so many of you have heard that, you know, we've gone to satsangs and all the spiritual retreats and workshops, but it really is an inner shift that you will experience when you start loving the parts inside of you that you're not loving. And a lot of those are flavored by shoulds. Because when you think you should be different than you are, well, you're not really being one with yourself, are you? You're separating yourself. I can tell you that doing this 40-day cleanse is it's very powerful, because you're going to start embracing this part of yourself. And it's going to get easier and easier and easier. And I can't say that I'm doing it 100% of the time, but it keeps getting easier, and I catch them much, much quicker. And they really, I don't really think I'm living by shoulds anymore, unless they're unconscious ones that I haven't seen yet. But as soon as they come up, I know how to meet them. I know what to do with them. And I can just transform them or transcend them. And I know you'll be able to do the same thing. So I'm giving you full permission to say no to the shoulds. A fun little way to look at it is, you know, these pop-up windows that sometimes come up on your computer, and they're trying to seduce you to engage in something, to buy into something, to do something that you may not be interested in. So if you can imagine these little shoulds as pop-ups that come up in your mind, and all you need to do is just click the little X that is in the right corner of your should, and then you delete it. So just see your shoulds as little pop-up windows that are just tempting you to do something that's not true for you. It's really like a salesperson that's trying to sell you something that you don't want. And you have full permission to click the X button, to delete it, or to close the door on it and say, no, thank you. And that's something that you can start practicing. So every time you see that there's a should, you can just start practicing saying no. And that's part of what we're going to learn to do here. Now, I don't want you to say no to the shoulds that are more that relate to your life as how you have set up your life, that you have certain responsibilities. It's not about becoming irresponsible and unaccountable. On the contrary, actually. So if you find yourself in a situation where you are living by shoulds, and it can be many things. It could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be something with your children, it can be anything you're involved in that you may have gotten into at a point in your life where you were not in touch with what was really meaningful and true to you. So you did it because you probably thought you should. So don't just leave that situation cold turkey. You just start noticing that you're doing it. You're being very, very kind to yourself as you see that. Find a lot of compassion for yourself that you were so unconscious that you actually stepped into something that was not true for you. And then just start being kind to yourself by listening and find out, well, I don't really want to do this anymore, but what do I want to do? What does matter to me? And how can I start implementing just even small things in the situation that I'm in now that can make it less energy of should and more an energy of what I want to. And then little by little, when we do that, we start building the heart muscle again, and energetically things will start to change. Maybe not overnight, but maybe overnight. Miracles certainly do happen all the time when you step into your heart. But don't just think you should leave everything behind that you don't want to do. We need to find a gentle transition to move from the situation that you're in now to where you want to be. And, you know, these shoulds have been there for a long, long time, and they've held us hostage and separate from our heart. So we need to be very, very kind to ourselves. And that's why the tool of learning to feel loved comes in extremely handy. When these unconscious choices that we have made in the past based on shoulds become conscious, that is where we are able to make a new choice. So what we're going to do today is spend some time, we're going to go into a little guided meditation for you to become more aware of the shoulds that have been unconscious before. And the more we make them conscious, and we do that with a lot of kindness and love, the more they're conscious, the more you can make better choices. That's basically what we're doing. And then when you start finding out what you really want instead, which is what is living in your heart, that's when you're going to start making actual changes in your life. But we need to first find out what we have been living by unconsciously as in shoulds, and what is underneath the shoulds that really wants to happen instead. So what I would like to do now is just go into a little meditation where you can get more in touch with your specific flavor of shoulds. And we all have each our own specific flavor. So you need to find out specifically what your flavor is, and then we'll move from there. So why don't you get comfortable if you aren't already and sit down and just close your eyes for a moment. And take a few deep, nice, long breaths. And just allow yourself to land fully inside of yourself, because this is the place that you're going to find your flavors of should. So let's take a few deep breaths together. You can imagine, if you want to, that you're just breathing in some beautiful light from above your head down through your crown center. And just let it fall down, shower down into your body. And just fill you up in a way where you're bringing some light, some clarity into your body, into your psyche, so you can see more clearly what has been living in the dark. Just allowing this light, this beautiful energy to fill yourself up from above, moving down through your head, into your neck and throat, filling up your shoulders. And just letting it flow out into your arms and your hands, your fingers. And just really feel this energy as it fills up your body. And then just let it keep going down from your shoulders, down your torso, filling up every little area. Dropping down through your legs, your feet, and then just let it go down all the way down into the earth, all the way to the core, to the center of the earth. So you're one beautiful connection of light from above all the way down to the earth. And then just take another deep breath and let yourself bring to awareness what it was that specifically brought you to this class. Let yourself really get in touch with what it was that resonated inside of you that said, oh, this is something I want to do. And just feel that, however that is living in you right now. Notice how your body, your being is speaking to you and making you aware of what specific shoulds wanted to show up for this 40-day journey we're on, to be seen and transformed. And just notice there might be some obvious ones, there might be some that are really relating just to parts of your life that you can't really change right now, some practical things. Just take note of that. Just acknowledge them, see them. And then also start noticing if there's any deeper shoulds that may have showed up during this talk. Maybe some of the examples I gave, you go, oh, yeah, I do that too. So just notice them. Just pay attention to where in your life you are not living your life. You're trying to be what other people want you to be. Or you're trying to be what you think other people want you to be. or you're trying to be how you think you should be in order to be loved, accepted, successful. Whatever is here, just let it arise. Let's be grateful for all these parts of us that are willing to show up right now and make themselves known. Just be open to seeing them. And have a curious attitude about them. And also, notice if you are suppressing or judging, or maybe resisting them in any way. So all we're doing here is we're going to find out your specific flavor of shoulds, your specific should barrier, and your relationship to them. Just notice how you react or respond or interact with them. Do you argue with them? Do you judge yourself for having them? Or can you really go to a place of curiosity and openness and maybe even welcoming? And I just want to let you know or remind you that these shoulds, these thoughts and beliefs of shoulds, they're not yours. They are not yours. They do not belong to you. They're just little shoulds floating around in the ethers. And there is no should without a shoulder. So once they become conscious, then you can take off, you can resign from the role of being a shoulder. But we need to make them conscious first. So we can change our relationship to these shoulds. The shoulds may just float around for a while. There might be other people who like to entertain them. But the more people stop feeding them, stop interacting with them, stop believing them, it's simply going to take out the charge. And then instead, we can start recharging our heart and bring the attention there instead. So let's take another 2 or 3 breaths together as you really notice what your flavor of should is, your specific should barrier. And then you can slowly come back. And I want to invite you to take out your notepad and just write down which ones were obvious to you right now. Maybe there were some old ones, Maybe some new ones showed up. So let's just take a moment and write them down. And you can also write down your relationship to them. You know, did you argue with them, agree with them, resist them? Just take a few notes. And let's also pay attention to, specifically, we'll do more about that next week, but just notice when you feel these shoulds, see if you can pay attention to how that feels in your body. When you do one of those shooting on yourself, just notice in your body what part of you contracts, gets hard, harsh. Really notice where in your body. So you can start becoming aware of where these specific shoulds live in you. And the more you become aware of that, it's going to be easier to recognize them and to say no to them, to make a new choice. And the more we become aware of them, how they live in us, how we interact with them, then we can actually really become 100% responsible for our lives and the stories that we have been telling ourselves. Because most of the stories we've been telling ourselves and others are usually because we're living from a should. We're not living from our heart. You may notice when you have a story, a painful story, a story of blame, it's usually because you are actually not in your own truth. It's because you have given away your power and let other people decide how you should live your life. So the more you become aware of that and the more you step into your own heart, even though that might be scary in the beginning, but it won't be scary for long because this class will just help you really get anchored in there. But the more you are not living in your heart, the more painful stories we have because we're not living our life. So we want to create a different story. It more like a story that is based on joy and celebration of how our life unfolds when we're living it from the inside out and trusting it, and the stories we can tell, how that affects our life, how that affects other people. So it will be very different stories we can start sharing with ourselves and with others when we let go of the shoulds, when we unhook from the shoulds. So let's really become aware of how they live in the body. And when you feel that, again, we're going to go more into that next week, but just so you have something for this upcoming week, when you feel how it's living in your body and how you resist, because we resist the things that don't feel good, we resist them by contracting. So you can start, instead of resisting and contracting, you can start implementing a new way, which is allowing. So you can start allowing yourself to feel those parts in your body that you normally resist. And when you just allow it, and you do that by taking a breath, take a deep breath into there, into that area, you know, you first stop, you slow down, you stop, and you take a deep breath into that contraction, and you just acknowledge that it's there. And that's the way that you're actually allowing it, by being curious and open to it. So if you feel anything in your body right now that is contracting, that is resisting something, maybe even the way you're interacting with your shoulds. Maybe you're saying, oh, I shouldn't be interacting like that with them. Even that one, or specifically that one, just see what happens if you just allow that to be there by breathing into it with an openness, with a curiosity to find out, wow, what does that feel like if I don't resist it? Maybe it's trying to tell me something. So this is one of the first steps you can start implementing to start dissolving your barriers. Just stopping, slowing it down, take a breath into that body part, or maybe it's your whole body. Maybe your whole body feels like one big contraction. It doesn't matter. Whatever feels that's in resistance, breathe into it and allow it. And just see what happens. Just see what happens. So now you have a little bit of the first steps to uncovering your should barrier, your should flavor. And what I want to encourage you to do this coming week is to really keep an eye, one eye on the inside and one on the outside. Keep the one eye on the inside looking for where a should starts coming up. And you'll notice it that a body part may contract, or there's a resistance, or something you don't want to do, right? So instead of falling into it and believing it, you simply stop, you notice where you're contracting, and then you start paying attention. It's like, oh, there must be something I'm about to engage in that is not true for me. And then you start looking and listening and feeling. And so I would encourage you to have a little, have your little notepad with you maybe during the day, and you can start writing down your should list. You might be surprised how many there are. When I went through this with somebody several months ago, she said, you know, I have to write, I mean, if I have to do that, I'll be writing all day long. And of course, that's not what we want to do, but you might be surprised. There might be more than a few in there. So be of good cheer, guys, and just keep it light. If you can really laugh at it like I'm doing now, because I can laugh at it now, because it, when you look back at it, suddenly it's completely ridiculous. It's like, why did I even buy into that? And so, but we need to make them conscious, so keep your notepad. Write them down every day and look at them. Just get familiar with them. Look at them, write them down, and just really start questioning them. And share it with your celebration and accountability partner. It's a fun thing to share. It's like, you know what's on my shoot list? Oh my God, you should hear this here. So that then it becomes a little more light. I hope we can keep it as light as possible, because shoots can be so darn heavy, and we don't want to buy into that anymore, do we? Now that you know about your shoot flavors and shoot barrier, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of a true commitment. When you feel a strong yes in your body that says, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, and you have to feel it. It's not just something your mind says, you know, oh, yeah, I don't want to do it, but, you know, whatever. It's something you really, really feel at a gut level, and this feeling is something I want to invite you to pay attention to every day. It's like filling up your tank with the fuel that's going to get you through the 40 days much, much quicker, easier, and with less stress. So if you think about what brought you to this class, and what it is that you would walk, what you would like to walk away with, how would you like your life to look in 40 days? Just think about that for a moment. What would you like to be different in 40 days? And how deeply committed are you to make that happen? How important is that for you? Just feel in your body when I ask these questions. Just notice if there's a resistance, a fear, or a big yes, or maybe a mixture of all of it. Remember, it's all okay. There's no way that it should look a certain way. It's all good because we want to see it all. We want to see why maybe you haven't committed to make that shift in your life. Maybe there is a fear underneath. Not maybe. There is a fear underneath, and we want to find those fears. So just see what it is in you. How deeply do you want this transformation? And feel it. Give yourself permission to feel. I'm very much about feeling it in the body. It's so important. So you need to feel it as a strong resonance inside. That you want this more than anything. It's like, yeah, I want to be free from shoulds. I want to live from my heart, but I don't know how, but I want to. I can feel it. It's so strong in me. So just feel that want, however strong or weak it is. I know mine sounded a little strong here, but just feel what is true for you. What is your resonance? What is your feeling? And remember, if you don't really want it fully, you know, what brought you to this class? What made you sign up for this class? And, of course, I know firsthand about the resistances to following through. And so I know it's not just an easy thing, but I also know this, that I know firsthand that when I have this feeling in my body, it's like a trump card, you know? It will top any resistance every time. And it's a card you can carry with you all the time. And if one of these shoulds show up that say, you know, you shouldn't do this, you can't do this, what are people going to say? You just bring up your trump card and say, you know, I'm committed. I'm committed to this. I am not committed to living to shoulds anymore. So be gone. You can tell the shoulds, be gone. Get behind me. I'm not following you anymore. I know you may tempt me. I know you may still live in my body, but I am committed to something new. And that's the feeling. That is your magic card that's going to get you through. And it's always there, but you need to bring life to this feeling in your body, this trump card. And you do that by reminding yourself every day. To me, this is probably the most powerful thing you can do to make it through successfully. We don't just want to make it through. We want to make it through successfully. So the little, what I call the liberation proclamation that I sent to you by email, We're going to read that together now, even though you're still muted. I'm going to read it out loud, one sentence at a time, and then I want you to speak it out loud, and nobody can hear you, so you can just speak it out and really feel what it feels like in your body, okay? So we're going to go through this one, and then we're just going to talk a little bit about it. So I called it the liberation proclamation, and it was a friend of mine actually who came up with that word. So here we go. I commit to liberating myself from the shoulds that keep me separated from my true expression. I commit to embracing, trusting, and following the wisdom and guidance of my heart. in this process, I commit to being kind and gentle with myself at all times. When I recognize a should, I stop, slow down, and take a deep breath. Then I will consciously look for where I am about to engage with a should. I commit to do whatever it takes to take the charge out of the should and recharge my heart instead. And then at the bottom, I have where you can put your signature and your date. So if you can print this out, I know one of you said you couldn't print it out, so I'll resend that, maybe in a different format. It would be great if you can print it out and keep it somewhere in your house. You can even print out several copies. But what is most important right now, too, is that you make it your own. If you need to change any words, any sentences, anything around this to make it resonate with you, I really invite you to do that because, again, we're moving away from how it should be, right? I'm not telling you you should do this my way. I'm inviting you over and over and over to find your way. And this could be the first little step to find it your way, what resonates, what words feel alive to you, right? What would you need to write down here so you can feel it in your body and say, yes, this is what I'm committed to. And that's what we're doing here. So here's your invitation to have this, put it up on your wall, put it out up in your up in the mirror in the bathroom. So you see it every day and you just say it out loud so your body hears it and remembers it and makes it more alive in you. So we have gone through finding the shoulds, and we have gone through our commitment, little commitment ceremony here. And I really want to ask you to make this a daily practice. We have 40 days together, and we don't have 7 weeks. We have 40 days, and it's a daily thing. I really, really want to stress the importance of making it a daily practice. If you walk through a desert for 40 days, you have to walk every day. You have to take one step in front of the other every day to make it to the other side of the desert. You can't just sit for 1 hour every week and do something, right? You need to keep moving every day. So we want it to become a natural way where you just start noticing them and you say, no, this is not what I want. And then you can start paying attention to what is more important to you. We will be working more with this in the following weeks, so please don't despair if you don't really know how to do it yet or what you really want instead, because that in itself can be a process. It's taken me actually several years to get to where I am now, really knowing what it is that my heart wants. But that doesn't mean that those years have been wasted. It's been a step closer and closer and closer and closer. And probably the next 5 and 10 years will be the same. I may look back to this day and say, you know, I am in a whole different place now. Because once we start moving into the heart and listening to it, it starts expanding and opening up and guiding us to the next level and layers. And so it's an ongoing process but we have to start somewhere. And at a certain point, when you feel so comfortable in your own heart, in your own truth, there is something in there that wants to express itself. It's not something you have to do. It's there, and it wants to bring something to the world. However small, however big, it does not matter. You will know what it is, and you will consistently know what your next step is, even though you know you may not know where it's going to take you. You just keep feeling in your heart, and you'll feel a yes or a no, and then you just move with that. So we are going to begin to consciously say no to the shoulds that have run our lives, and that's a way to separate yourself from what was an unconscious default before, right? We used to just do it without thinking about it. Now we can see we're doing it, and now we're going to start saying no to it. And when we say no to a should, we're actually saying yes to living a different way. Even if we may not know what that new way is, that is okay. Don't worry about that. That's okay. First, we need to learn to know what we don't want, and then we will get in touch with what we do want. You may already know it, but if you don't know it, don't default back to the shoulds because you don't know what you want instead. I hope you get how important that is. It's creating a space where your heart can start unfolding, and something new is taking birth. So maybe it's just a little seed now. So this little seed needs to be watered and nurtured and loved. And we don't want to just push it back down and cover it just because we don't know exactly what kind of flower or fruit or vegetable is going to come out of the seed. But we want to just feel that there is something inside of us that wants to do things differently than we have been doing now. And that's the beginning, and that's perfect. So you want to keep saying yes to your commitment. So that seed, that is actually your seed. If you don't exactly know what it's going to look like, that's what you say yes to in the beginning. And just wait when you try that. It's very powerful. And like I said, it is the fuel you'll need. So instead of feeding the shoulds, now we're going to start feeding the heart, because our heart, it's like a battery for many, many people that has run dry because of lack of use. So we want to start putting our fuel back into the heart. And let's see, oh, did I tell you already? Really make sure you're kind to yourself. If you catch yourself being hard on yourself because you're seeing how much of your life has been lived separate from who you really are or what you really want, the best way to close that gap is by being really kind to yourself. Is by being really, really kind to yourself. And I will post this on the Facebook page also, because we all need to learn that. And learning to be kind to ourselves is the most powerful way to get out of shoulds and into our hearts, because our heart is kind. Our heart is the love that we're looking for. So by starting to practice that, putting that into action, you're already connecting with your heart, you see. So you're already bridging that split that you've created between who you are and who you want to be, or who you think you are or feel you are, just by loving yourself, just by being kind to yourself. A lot will start dissolving. So that's pretty much where we are today. I want to remind you again to please go on Facebook and see if you can share, befriend somebody. Maybe you can all be a group together to support each other. That will be totally fine too. Make a phone call once in a while, or definitely I want to encourage you to post on Facebook regularly, share with each other. And it's kind of like an AA meeting, right? But it's an SA meeting, a should anonymous meeting, because it's a secret group. And you can just share all your shoulds, and nobody will judge you. We will all celebrate you. And I'll be posting on the Facebook page every day to support you and encourage you and celebrate you. So before I take some Q&As, here's your homework. Keep adding to the list that you started of shoulds. Every time you catch one, every time you see one, just write it down. Just write it down. No matter what it is, just write it down. Get curious about them. And then you might also start feeling where they're living in your body. And, you know, do they give you a sense of safety, familiarity? Do they make you fit in? Do they make you feel loved? Just start getting curious about these shoulds. What are they, and what are they giving you without making yourself wrong for them? Get curious about what is the biggest should for you. What is the one that has the biggest charge? And is there a specific theme that you live by? So we're just going to bring them up. And if you want to, it's fun. You know, you can make fun of it. You can make a drawing, a collage. You can make it more creative so it's not so serious. And then make sure you get on the Facebook page daily if you can, and share with your buddy. So now I want to see if there's anybody who has questions. If you have a question and if you're on the phone, please press *2. And if you are on the webcast, you can write in your question. And then I will answer them. Let's see. This is all new to me, guys. So there's no questions here. Let me see in the Q&As here. Thank you for that message. I got that message earlier. Thank you for letting me know. That was when I was having technical difficulties. So let me see if there's anything else. Good. Nothing. All right, you guys. Well, in that case, I want to thank you so much for being on the call today. I certainly have enjoyed it. And we'll meet again next Monday, and I will send you out the information. We'll all meet on Facebook. And happy week, and enjoy your first steps into living from your heart. Much, much love. Bye-bye.